I am most grateful for this opportunity to be amongst all of you this evening.
Jako sam zahvalan za ovu mogućnost da budem među vama ovo večer.
I really do not deserve to be in the assembly of such enthusiastic and sincere devotees, but by the grace of His Holiness Satchidananda Swami Maharaj, I am here.
Ja zaista ne zaslužujem da budem u ovome skupu gdje se nalaze tako entuzijastični i iskreni bhakte, ali milošću njegove svetosti Satchidananda Swamija, ja sam ovdje.
This is the first time in my life I am speaking to devotees in Croatia.
Ovo je prvi put u životu da govorim baktama iz Hrvatske.
Some years ago, a very deep impression of Croatian devotees was imprinted upon my heart.
Prije nekoliko godina jako dubok utisak su ostavili hrvatski bakte na moje srce.
My very dear friend and god brother, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, would often speak to me about his travels and his preaching in your great country.
Moj dragi brat po Bogu, njegova svetost Sridhar Maharaj, mi je znao pričati o svom propovjedanju, putovanju po ovoj zemlji.
During his last pastimes in this world, he was constantly accompanied by an amazing Croatian devotee of the name Mayapur Prabhu.
Za vrijeme njegovih posljednjih zabava na ovoj planeti, on je konstantno bio praćen od jednog hrvatskog bakte, čije ime Mayapur Prabhu.
The way he served his Guru Maharaj with such faith and absolute dedication had a great impact on my heart.
Način na koji on služio svog Guru Maharaja sa takvom vjerom i takvom posvećenošću je ostavilo jak utisak na moje srce.
He was at the side of his Guru Maharaj. In both the most joyful and difficult times a person can experience.
On je bio u svog duhovnog učitelja i u najsretnijim i najtežim trenucima koje osoba može da iskusi.
And witnessing this, I was thinking that any country that produces a person like Mayapur Prabhu must be a holy place.
I vidjevši to, razmišljao sam kako bilo koja zemlja koja može da napravi takvog baktu kao što je Mayapur Prabhu mora biti sveto mjesto.
Because he truly imbibed within his heart the spirit of his Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Swami Maharaj.
Zato što je u svom srcu prizvao to raspoloženje svog Guru Maharaja Sridhar Swamija.
Of absolute faith in Srila Prabhupada and an intense enthusiasm to please devotees.
Koji imao tako toliku vjeru u Šrila Prabhupada i takav entuzijazam da služi bhakte.
Just about a year and a half ago, I was at the bedside of His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj.
Prije otprilike godinu i po sam se nalazio uz Bhaktitirtha Maharaja.
Who would tell me with great enthusiasm about his experiences with devotees in Croatia.
Koji mi je govorio sa velikim entuzijazmom o svojim iskustvima sa baktama iz Hrvatske.
As well as Slovenia and Bosnia and Srbija and all other places like that.
Kao I sa faktama iz Slovenije, Bosne, Srbije I takvim mjestima, sa takvih mjesta.
And he was telling me how he was feeling a very deep responsibility to all of you.
I govorio mi kako osjeća jako duboku odgovornost prema svima vama.
But he was soon to be leaving this world.
Ali on je uskoro trebao da napusti ovaj svijet.
At that time he requested His Holiness Pure Krishna Goswami Maharaj to assume some of his responsibilities to take care of all of you.
I u tom trenutku je zamolio Bir Krishna Goswamija da preuzme neke odgovornosti koje je imao prema vama.
And Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj told me that I know you are very busy and you will probably never be able to go to that country of Croatia, but if ever you have the chance, please do go and enthuse the devotees.
I Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj mi je govorio, znam da si jako zauzeti, da vjerovatno nećeš imati nikad vremena u svom životu da odeš u tu zemlju, ali ako ikada budeš mogao, molim te, otiđi tamo i učini te bhakte entuzijastičnima.
But in my mind, there was no chance I would ever come here.
U mom umu je stajalo da nikad neću imati priliku da dođem tu.
And I told this to Maharaj.
I rekao sam to Maharaj.
But he said, but still, if you go.
Ali on je rekao, ipak, ako odeš nekad.
My health is not so good.
Moje zdravlje nije tako dobro.
And my base is in India, in Bombay.
I moje sjedište je u Bombaju, Indiji.
And I also have responsibilities in other parts of the world.
I isto tako imam odgovornosti u drugim krajevima svijeta.
And all devotees are stressing, reduce the places you do. Do not add any more.
I bhakte uvijek naglašavaju, molim te, smanji mjesta, broj mjesta na koji ideš, nemoj dodavati nova.
And I promised I would.
I obećao sam im da ću to I učiniti.
So what am I doing here tonight?
I onda šta ja radim ovdje večeras?
Even I don't know.
Čak ni ja to ne znam.
But I will try to explain.
Ali pokušat ću da objasnim.
Tonight His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj was speaking about friendship.
Večeras je Sachinandana Maharaj govorio o prijateljstvu.
Krishna tells in Gita, Suhrita Sarva Bhutanam, that he is the supreme friend of all living beings.
Krishna u Bhagavad Gita kaže da je on najviši, najzvišeniji prijatelj svih živih bića.
In fact, Krishna, the supreme lord, is the only real friend.
I u stvari Krishna, svevišnji gospodin, on je jedini pravi prijatelj.
Because it is said a friend in need is a friend indeed.
I zato što je rečeno da onaj koji je prijatelj u potrebi, onda on je pravi prijatelj.
The greatest time of need is the moment of death.
A to vrijeme kada smo najviše u potrebi, to je vrijeme kada trebamo da napustimo tijelo, smrt.
At that time only God could be there to help us.
U tom trenutku jedino Bog može biti tu da nam pomogne.
So Krishna is the supreme friend.
Tako da je Krishna najuzvišeniji prijatelj.
A real friend will never relinquish or leave his beloved.
Pravi prijatelj nikada neće ostaviti onoga kojeg voli.
What kind of friend is Krishna?
Kakva vrsta prijatelja je Krishna?
Although since time immemorial for so many births people reject God.
Od davnih vremena ljudi odbacuju Boga.
Disobey him.
Ne slušaju ga.
Sometimes blaspheme him.
Ponekad ga čak I kritiziraju.
But Krishna never leaves us.
Ali Krishna nas nikada ne napušta.
He remains the best friend within the heart of every living being.
On ostaje najbolji prijatelj u srcima svih živih bića.
Always lovingly awaiting for us to turn back to him.
Uvijek sa ljubavlju očekuje da mu se vratimo.
And Krishna tells that whoever helps us to come closer to our supreme friend is also our true friend.
I Krišna kaže, bilo koja osoba koja nam pomaže da dođemo bliže Krišni, to je isto tako naš istinski prijatelj.
That is a Vaishnava, a devotee.
To je Vaishnava, bhakta.
We pray Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya evacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Because of Vaishnava, only business in life is to bring us closer to Krishna, our supreme friend.
I ovu molitvu izgovaramo zato što je Vaishnava ona osoba koja nam pomaže da se približimo svom svevišnjem prijatelju.
And the spiritual platform, real friendship, is inspiring one another to love God.
Na duhovnom nivou prijateljstvo znači da pomažemo jedni drugima da volimo Boga.
And in that reciprocation is something very sweet.
I u tom kontekstu razmjena je nešto jako slatko.
For many years, Satchinanand Swami Maharaj and I have been dancing together in the kirtan of the holy name.
Već dugo godina Satchinanand Maharaj i ja plešemo zajedno u kirtanu svetih imena.
And have strived to encourage and strengthen each other in our service to Srila Prabhupada.
Mi smo ohrabrivali i pružali snagu jedan drugom u našoj službi za Srila Prabhupada.
He is an amazing personality.
On je nevjerovatna osoba.
A few years ago in India, he asked me what I thought he could do to best serve Prabhupada's mission.
Prije nekoliko godina u Indiji me upitao šta on može najbolje da uradi da služi misiju Srila Prabhupada.
I suggested, why don't you come to America?
Onda, ja sam rekao, pa zašto ne dođeš u Ameriku?
He said, oh no, I have never gone to America, I will never go to America.
On je rekao, oh ne, nikada nisam bio u Americi, niti ću ikada otići u Ameriku.
That's the same thing I said to him about Croatia.
To isto sam ja njemu rekao za Hrvatsku.
But he came to America.
Ali on je došao u Ameriku.
Wherever he went, he inspired devotees like no one else could do.
I gdje god je otišao, inspirisao je bhakte tako kako niko drugi nije mogao da učini.
His innocent love for God.
Njegova nevina ljubav prema Bogu.
His complete honesty in presenting bhakti.
Njegova potpuna iskrenost u prezentiranju bhakti.
The depth of his heart in his inner search for Krishna.
Dubina njegovog srca i potrage za Krišnom.
Very much transformed people's lives.
Su jako transformisale srce i života ljudi.
And wherever I was going, people were glorifying Satchinanand Swami Maharaj.
I gdje god sam odlazio, ljudi su slavili Satchinanand Maharaja.
I can speak for many hours about Maharaj.
Ja bih mnogo sati mogao govoriti o Maharaju.
But to condense the whole topic in one sentence.
Ali kako bi to sve sažao i kondenzirao samo u jednu rečenicu?
In fact, I will condense it into four words.
U stvari to ću kondenzirati u četiri riječi.
He simply loves Krishna.
On jednostavno voli Krishnu.
And that love is contagious.
I ta ljubav je zarazna.
This summer we met in London.
Ovo ljeto smo se sreli u Londonu.
And I invited him, please come to Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri.
Ja sam ga pozvao, molim te dođi na Ratha Yatru u Puri.
He said, it is not possible.
A on je rekao, to je nemoguće.
But I will come anyway.
Ali pak ću doći.
And he came.
I došao je.
There was about 3,000 devotees gathered.
Tamo se skupilo oko 3,000 bhakta.
And there was also about 1,000,000 other people on the street at the same time.
I isto vrijeme tu je bilo još milion ljudi.
And what an amazing experience people had of witnessing Satchinandan Maharaj's love for Lord Jagannath.
I kako nevjerovatno iskustvo su imali ljudi koji su svjedočili ljubavi koju je Satchinandana s vami ima prema gospodinu Jagannathu.
Even weeks and weeks after our yatra, devotees are still speaking about their experience with his.
I čak sedmice i sedmice nakon Rata Yatre, Bhakti još uvijek govore o svom iskustvu.
He didn't only speak the philosophy, but he penetrated such deep insights of philosophy.
On nije samo govorio filozofiju, on je dao tako duboke uvide u nju.
In one sentence, he was giving people an understanding of our philosophy that they never understood before.
Čak u jednoj rečenici on je dao tako razumijevanje ljudima o našoj filozofiji kako nikad nisu prije imali.
And as he was tirelessly dancing before the chariot of Lord Jagannath and dancing and singing with such enthusiasm, he electrified everyone.
I dok je bez prestanka i bez umora plesao pred kolima gospodina Jagannatha, on je sviju zarazio sa tim.
And after this amazing parade, which was about 6-7 hours from Jagannath Temple to Gundicha.
I nakon ove nevjerovatne parade koja je trajala 6-7 sati od glavnog hrama do Gundicha hrama.
The two of us went to bathe in the ocean.
Nas dvojica smo otišli da se okupamo u okeanu.
After that, he've heard that I had very ill health.
Nakon toga je čuo kako sam ja jako slabog zdravlja.
And in his own gentle and humble way, he forced me to come to Croatia to see his doctor.
I na svoj tako ljubazan i ponizan način me je natjerao da odem u Hrvatsku i da vidim njegovog doktora.
And he said, you do not have to preach, you do not have to meet anyone, you just come and see doctor.
I rekao, ne trebaš vidjeti nikoga, ne trebaš propovijedati, samo dođi da vidiš doktora.
This is a friend.
To je prijatelj.
He saw I was in difficulty, so with so much effort he wanted to drag me here. And he changed his whole schedule and canceled various programs just to come and be with me near his doctor.
I on je u potpunosti promijenio svoj raspored i otkazao mnoge programe kako bi došao ovdje i bio sa mnom, proveo ovo vrijeme.
I said, Maharaj, there are so many doctors, I don't care about doctors.
Ja sam rekao, Maharaj, ima tako puno doktora i mene nije baš briga za doktore.
But you are asking me with so much love, I will come to be with you.
Ali ti me zoveš sa tako puno ljubavi i doći ću i bit ću sa tobom.
But no one else.
Ali niko drugi to ne treba da bude.
So he met me in Germany and brought me to his doctor somewhere on the southern coast of Croatia.
Tako smo se sreli u Njemačku i onda me je doveo do svoga doktora negdje u južnom dijelu Hrvatske.
And then very humbly, but very forcefully, he brought me here.
I onda me je jako ponizno, ali sa tako puno snage me je doveo ovdje.
He was praising the devotees of this part of the world with so much affection.
Slavio je bhakte iz ovog dijela svijeta sa tako puno naklonjenosti.
And tonight I understand what a friend Satchinandan Maharaj really is.
Can you repeat, please?
Hari Bol. I'm sorry, I do not speak proper English.
No, I don't understand properly.
Tonight I understand what a real friend Satchinandan Maharaj is to me.
I večeras sam razumio kakav je pravi prijatelj Satchinandana s vami.
Is that he somehow dragged me here so that I could see and experience the devotion of all of you for my own purification.
Na neki način me dovukao ovdje kako bi mogao da iskusim devociju koju vi svi imate za moje lično pročišćenje.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hvala ti, Maharaj.
Sachinandan Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Much louder, please. After tonight, he may never bring me to his doctor again.
Posle ove večeri vjerovatno više nikad neće odvesti svom doktoru.
I'm very much pleased to see your enthusiasm to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Ja sam tako zadovoljan kada vidim vaš entuzijazam da pjevate Hare Krishna Maha Mantru.
Our beloved Srila Prabhupada is certainly showering his blessings upon all of you.
Naš voljeni Srila Prabhupada vjerovatno prosipa svoju milost po svima vama.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that Lord Chaitanya, he came with a medicine that could cure the disease of the heart.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je pjevao kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu donio lijek koji može da izliječi bolest naših srca.
E neći osadi maja naši baro lagi harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi. That medicine is the holy name of Krishna.
A taj lijek je sveto ime Krishne.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that his Guru Maharaj explained to him a particular verse that was very, very prominent. Harinama, 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 eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatir andyata. That in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the chanting of the name of Hari is the only means of awakening that lost love within our hearts.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je objasnio kako je njegov duhovni učitelj mu je objasnio taj stih koji govori kako je u ovom dobu Kali, koje je doba svađe i licemjerna, pjevanje svetog imena jedini način za izbavljenje.
It is the medicine that can cure the disease that is the source of all suffering.
Da je to lijek koji može da izliječi tu bolest koja je uzrok sve patnje.
What is the suffering? Birth, old age, disease and death.
A koje su to patnje? Rođenje, starost, bolest i smrt.
What is the disease? That we have forgotten our eternal relationship with Krishna.
Koja je to bolest? To je da smo zaboravili naš vječni odnos sa gospodinom Krišnom.
What are the symptoms of the disease? Lust, envy, anger, pride, greed and illusion.
A koji su simptomi te bolesti? To su požuda, pohlepa, zavist, iluzija i ne znam još što je. Gnjev i još nešto.
Very good. Thank you. But in order for medicine to work properly, the body must be able to assimilate it properly.
Ali kako bismo mogli da pravilno primijenimo taj lijek, naše tijelo mora da ga pravilno asimilira.
If you cannot digest the medicine, it has minimal effects.
Ako ne možete da probavite taj lijek, onda ima minimalne efekte.
Rupa Goswami explains what happens when we taste the holy name.
Rupa Goswami objašnjava šta se događa kada kušamo sveto ime.
I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced.
Ja ne znam koliko nektara ta dva sloga Kriš i Na mogu da proizvedu.
When I chant Krishna with my mouth, I desire many, many, many tongues.
Kada izgovaram ime Krišne sa svojim jezikom, želim da imam puno, puno, puno jezika.
When that name enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of ears.
Kada to ime uđe u moje uši, želim da imam milione i milione ušiju.
And when that name enters into my heart, it conquers my life.
A kada to ime uđe u moje srce, ono osvaja moj život.
That is the experience of one who tastes the nectar of the holy name.
To je iskustvo osobe koja kuša nektar svetog imena.
Why we are chanting, but we are not tasting that nectar?
Zašto pjevamo, a ne iskušavamo taj nektar?
It is because we are not fully able to digest the medicine of the holy name.
To je zato što nismo u stanju da u potpunosti probavimo taj sveto ime.
Therefore, sometimes doctor gives us a tonic to help us digest the medicine.
Zato nam ponekad doktor daje tonik koji će nam pomoći da probavimo lijek.
In this regard, I'd like to share a story.
I u tom kontekstu bih želio da podijelim sa vama jednu priču.
Years ago in Vrindavan, near the Radharaman temple, one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers invited me to spend time with him.
Prije nekoliko godina u Vrindavanu blizu Radharaman hrama, jedan od Srila Prabhupadovih braće po Bogu me je pozvao da provedem neko vrijeme sa njim.
His name was Obiel Kapoor.
Njegovo ime bilo Obiel Kapoor.
He spoke many things to me.
On mi je rekao mnoge stvari.
But recently I was reading a book written by one of my god sisters, Mula Prakriti Devi, which told a story that reminded me of what he spoke to me.
Ali nedavno sam pročitao knjigu od jedne od mojih sestara po Bogu, Mula Prakriti Devi, u kojoj sam pročitao nešto što me je podsjetilo na ono što mi on tada govorio.
With your permission, I will speak.
Sa vašim odobrenjem ja ću govoriti.
Do I have your permission?
Imam.
Thank you.
Hvala.
At that time, Mr. Kapoor was a student in Allahabad, where Srila Prabhupada was a grihasta and was running a pharmacy of medicines.
U to vrijeme, gospodin Kapoor je bio student u Allahabadu, gdje je Srila Prabhupada imao svoju firmu, farmaceutsku firmu.
This happened back in the 1920s or 1930s.
Rana se događa negdje 20-ih, 30-ih godina prošlog vijeka.
And Obiel Kapoor was just going into his final exams.
I Obiel Kapoor je upravo imao svoje završne ispite.
Srila Prabhupada was inventing many different types of tonics and experimenting on his friends.
Srila Prabhupada je upravo je stvarao neke nove tonike i eksperimentirao je na svojim prijateljima.
So he said to Mr. Kapoor, he said, I have a tonic that will improve the concentration of your brain and will help you in your exams.
I onda je rekao Kapuru, ja imam jedan tonik koji će poboljšati tvoju koncentraciju i omogućiti da bolje prođeš svoje ispite.
Some weeks later, Obiel Kapoor came back to Srila Prabhupada and said, I took your tonic and it worked excellently. I passed my exams very high with good concentration.
I nekoliko sedmica poslije toga Kapoor je došao do Prabhupada i rekao mu je, probao sam tvoj tonik i predivno je funkcionisao, prošao sam sve svoje ispite sa vrhunskom koncentracijom.
But I want the tonic that you secretly take.
Ali ja hoću tonik koji ti potajno uzimaš.
Srila Prabhupada said, what tonic is that?
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, pa kakav je to tonik?
He said, the tonic that empowers you to give such good lectures and lead such great kirtans.
On je rekao, to je tonik koji uzimaš i koji ti omogućuje da daješ tako dobre lekcije i vodiš tako dobre kirtane.
The tonic that helps you to love God the way you do.
Tonik koji ti omogućava da voliš Boga tako kako ga voliš.
Srila Prabhupada in great humility replied, I am still working on that tonic.
Srila Prabhupada je sa velikom poniznošću rekao, ja još uvijek radim na tom toniku.
Some months, perhaps years later,
i nekoliko mjeseci, možda čak i godina nakon toga,
Srila Prabhupada was with OBL Kapoor.
Srila Prabhupada je bio ponovo sa OBL Kapoorom.
And he said, do you remember that tonic you were asking me about?
Sjećaš se onoga tonika što si me pitao za njega?
He said, I have discovered the formula.
Rekao je, otkrio sam formulu.
But I'm still working on how to distribute it.
Ali još uvijek radim na tome kako da ga distribuiram.
OBL Kapoor said, please tell me, what is the formula?
OBL Kapoor je rekao, molim te reci mi, koja je formula?
Srila Prabhupada said, the formula is trinadapi sunichena tador ibasi hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. That one must become more humble than a blade of grass.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, formula je ovaj stih, da osoba koja postane poniznija od travke na ulici,
and more tolerant than a tree,
i tolerantnija od drveta,
one should offer all respect to others,
osoba bi trebalo davati svo poštovanje drugima,
and expect no respect for oneself,
i ne očekivati nikakvo poštovanje za sebe.
If one follows these principles,
ako osoba slijedi ove principe,
if one takes this tonic,
ako neko uzme ovaj tonik,
kirtaniya sadahari, then one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.
Tada će moći da pjeva sveto ime Gospodina uvijek.
And Srila Prabhupada said, someday soon, I will preach this message all over the world.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada rekao, vrlo uskoro ću propovijedati ovu poruku širom svijeta.
And for the next 35 years, he worked on packaging that formula.
I narednih 35 godina on je radio na pakovanju te formule.
And he took that formula on the Jaladuta.
I ponio je tu formulu sa sobom na Jaladutu.
A cargo ship that crossed the Arabian Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, to New York City.
Teretni brod koji je prešao Arapsko more i Atlantski okean do New Yorka.
And there he distributed to the most sickly, diseased people.
I tamo ga distribuirao osobama koje su bile najbolesnije i najbolesnije.
The medicine of the holy name.
Lijek svetog imena.
And the tonic of how to chant properly.
I tonik kako da se na pravilan način pjevaju.
Haridas Thakur, he told an assembly of learned sages that the real benefit of chanting the holy name is the awakening of the love of God that is dormant within the heart of every living being.
Haridas Thakur, koji je govorio na mjestu gdje su okupili veliki sveci, je rekao da je pravi efekat pjevanja svetog imena buđenje ljubavi prema Bogu koja leži uspavana u srcima svih živih bića.
We should not chant the holy names of the Lord with the idea of attaining material benefits.
Ne bismo trebali pjevati sveto ime sa idejom da dobijemo neke materijalne pogodnosti.
Or even mystic powers.
Ili čak neke mistične moći.
Or liberation.
Ili oslobođenje.
The real purpose of chanting God's names is to love God.
Prava svrha pjevanja svetih imena Boga je da volimo Boga.
Tonight, while driving here, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, who loves God so nicely, he asked me to speak a particular story.
Večeras, dok smo se vozili na ovaj program, Sačinandana Maharadž, koji voli Boga tako, tako lijepo, me je zamolio da ispričam jednu određenu priču.
But Maharaj is so subtle.
Maharaj je tako subtilan.
First he tells me what to do.
Prvo mi kaže šta da radim.
Then he says, but please don't do it if you don't want to do it.
A onda kaže, a molim te, nemoj to uraditi ako ne želiš to da uradiš.
So what am I supposed to do?
I onda šta ja da radim?
So the one story he asked me to tell is as follows.
I ta priča koju, za koju me traži da ispričam ide ovako.
Lord Chaitanya had a very humble and simple devotee.
Gospodin Chaitanya imao jednog jako jednostavnog poniznog baktu.
He made his living by selling bananas, banana leaves, and the roots of the banana tree.
On je živio tako što je prodavao banane, lišće od banane i korijenje od banane.
And whatever money he made, he would first give half to worshiping Ganga, because he knew Ganga is such a merciful, loving devotee of the Lord.
I šta god bi se radio, on bi odmah polovicu toga dao za obožavanje Gange, zato što je znao da je ona tako milostiva i bhakta Krišne.
Whatever little remained, he would somehow or other survive with his family.
I šta god da bi ostalo od toga, on bi na neki način preživljavao sa svojom porodicom.
He was so unknown that nobody knew his name. They only called him Kolavecha, which means the banana seller.
I on je bio tako nepoznat da niko nije znao kako se zove, nego su ga svi zvali Kolavecha, što znači onaj koji prodaje banane.
But Lord Chaitanya knew him as Sridhar.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya ga je znao po imenu Sridhar.
When Lord Chaitanya was young boy, he did not yet reveal his supreme opulences as God.
Kada je gospodin Chaitanya bio mali, on još uvijek nije otkrio svoja obilja kao svevišnji gospodina.
Rather, he took the role of a great scholar.
Ne, on je uzeo ulogu velikog učenjaka.
But was very mischievous.
Koji je bio jako nestašan.
Every day he came to Sridhar's little banana selling place.
I svaki dan bi dolazio do Sridhara na njegovo malo mjesto gdje je prodavao banane.
Now Sridhar was so honest that he would somehow or other make a price where he would make as little profit as possible and still survive.
Sridhar je bio tako iskren da je svoju cijenu učinio tako niskom, da je učinio niskom što je bilo moguće više kako bi on samo sa to malo mogao da preživi.
Have you ever heard of a businessman like that?
Da li ste ikada čuli za biznismena takvog?
Usually you sell to get as much profit as you can.
Obično ljudi prodaju stvari da bi dobili što je moguće više profita.
But he would make as little profit somehow to survive because he wanted to be fair like Yudhisthira Maharaj to everyone.
Ali on je to učinio tako da dobije što je moguće manje profita kako, samo da bi mogao da preživi. Bio je pošten poput Yudhisthira Maharaja.
So Nimai, who was Lord Chaitanya's name at that time, he would come, pick up banana, how much is this?
I onda bi Nimai, kako se u to vrijeme gospodin Chaitanya zvao, bi došao i uzeo bi bananu i rekao, koliko košta ova?
He would give the minimal price possible.
A on bi dao najmanju moguću cijenu.
Nimai would say, too much, I will give you half.
A Nimai bi rekao, to je previše, daću ti pola od toga.
If you take for half, I will lose everything.
Ali ako ti daš samo pola, ja ću sve ću izgubiti onda.
He said, no, no, you are charging me too much.
Ne, ne, ti mi naplaćuješ previše.
Sridhar would say, well, if you do not like my price, then go to any other banana seller. There are so many, get bananas from them.
I onda bi Sridhar rekao, ako se ne sviđa moja cijena, onda idi nekom drugom prodavaču, ima ih tako puno.
Nimai would say, I know a good supplier when I have one and I will not change.
Nimai onda rekao, ja znam ko je dobar dobavljač i kad ga nađem dobrog, neću ga ostaviti.
In this way, every day, Every day, Lord Chaitanya would go to Sridhar for 2 to 3 hours and argue the price of bananas.
I na taj način bi Nimaj dolazio svaki dan, 2-3 sata bi se svađao sa njim oko cijene.
This is how much the Lord loves his devotee.
To je koliko Gospodin voli svoga bhaktu.
And usually at the end of the argument, Lord Chaitanya would just say, then I will take them for nothing.
I obično bi na kraju tog cjenkanja Gospodin Chaitanya bi rekao, onda ću to uzeti besplatno.
And Sridhar would say, you are a Brahmin, if you take them, then Krishna is taking them.
Sridhar bi rekao, ti si Brahmana, ti ako to uzmeš, to je kao da je Gospodin uzeo.
One day Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, you are so poor, why you worship Krishna?
I jednog dana Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, Sridhar, ti si tako siromašan, pa zašto obožavaš Krishnu?
What is Krishna doing for you?
Šta Krishna radi za tebe?
Look at your clothes.
Vidi kako ti odjeća.
They're so old.
Tako je stara.
With so many holes.
I sa tako puno rupa.
You don't even have money for needles and thread to sew.
Nemaš čak novca ni za iglu i konac kako bi
izašao. When there's rips in your clothes, you just tie knots at the two sides.
Kada ti se odjeća podere, ti samo svežeš 2 čvora oko toga.
I see dozens of knots in your clothes.
A vidim gomilu čvorova po tvojoj odjeći.
And what do you eat?
A šta jedeš?
Your body is so thin.
Tijelo ti je tako mršavo.
You hardly have food.
Jedva da imaš hrane.
And look at your house.
I vidi ti kuću.
It's not a house.
To nije kuća uopšte.
It's a straw hut.
To je obična slamnata kućica.
And when it rains, the rain comes pouring in.
A kada padne kiša, ona te sva uđe unutra.
But look at your neighbors.
A vidi tvoje susjede.
Some of them are atheists.
Neki od njih su ateisti.
Others are worshippers of the goddess Durga.
A neki su i obožavaoci božice Durge.
And they have fine foods, good clothes, nice houses.
Imaju dobru odjeću, dobru hranu, dobre kuće.
Why? Why you worship Krishna? What is he doing for you?
Zašto? Zašto obožavaš Krishnu? Šta on radi za tebe?
Kalavecha Sridhar smiled.
Kalavecha Sridhar se nasmiješio.
He said, Nimai, in my life I have seen the king is wearing fine clothes, eating fine foods and living in a palace.
Sridhar je odgovorio, Nimai, u svom životu sam vidio kako kralj ima dobru odjeću i jede dobru hranu.
And the bird is only wearing his own feathers.
A ptica, ona samo nosi svoje perje.
And lives in a little nest of straw.
I živi u malom gnjezdu napravljenom od slamke.
And only eats what falls to the ground.
I jede samo ono što padne na zemlju.
But I have seen that as time passes, what is the difference? Time is passing the same way for both the king and the insignificant bird.
I s vremenom sam vidio da u čemu je razlika, vrijeme prolazi za oba dvoje, i za kralja i za tu beznačajnu pticu.
I am completely satisfied simply chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Ja sam jednostavno zadovoljan s tim da pjevam sveto ime Krišne.
Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, you are cheating everyone.
A Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, Sridhar, ti varaš sviju.
Sridhar said, how am I cheating everyone?
Sridhar je rekao, kako ja to varam sviju?
Because you are hiding a mass treasure of wealth, but you are not allowing anyone to know you have it.
To je zato što i najveće blago držiš sakriveno i ne daš ga nikome drugom.
Sridhar said, my lord, whatever you see is what I have.
Sridhar je rekao, pa moj gospodine, sve što vidiš, to je sve što imam.
No, you are hiding the greatest treasure, and someday I am going to expose you and reveal it to the world.
Ne, ti kriješ najveće blago i jednog dana ću te otkriću te cijelom svijetu.
Kalavecha Sridhar didn't know what to say.
Kalavecha Sridhar nije znao šta da kaže.
But years later, Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to show the world that one must accept a spiritual master in order to attain the treasure of love of God.
A godine nakon toga Gospodin Chaitanya je otišao u Gaju kako bi pokazao da osoba mora prihvatiti duhovnog učitelja kako bi dobila ljubav prema Bogu.
After his initiation from Ishwarapuri, Lord Chaitanya revealed his supreme opulence as the greatest of all devotees.
I nakon što je dobio inicijaciju od Išvare Purija, on je razotkrio to svoje obilje kao najvećeg bhakti od svih.
Radha bhava duti subalitam nomi Krishna svarupam. He was Krishna with the loving sentiments and complexion of Sri Radharani.
On je bio Krishna sa ljubavnim osjećanjima i tenom Srimati Radharani.
And he was coming to this world to distribute that love to everyone and anyone without discrimination.
I došao je u ovaj svijet da da tu ljubav svakome bez ikakve diskriminacije.
When Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri, he was a totally God intoxicated person.
I kada se gospodin Chaitanya vratio u Puri, on je bio osoba koja je bila u potpunosti intoksicirana sa Bogom.
And then all the devotees recognized that he is Krishna himself.
I onda su svi bhakte prepoznali da je on sam Krishna.
One day in the house of Srivas, Lord Chaitanya decided that he would satisfy the innermost desire of each and every one of his devotees.
I jednog dana u kući Srivasa, gospodin Chaitanya je odlučio kako će da zadovolji najskrivenije želje svakog od njegovih bhakta.
This illustrious pastime is called the Mahaprakash Lila.
I ova zabava se zove Mahaprakash Lila.
Therein, whatever form of the Lord a particular devotee loved, Lord Chaitanya manifested that form.
I u toj zabavi gospodin Chaitanya je manifestirao oblik Boga na koji je svaki od tih bhakta pojedinačno meditirao.
To Murari Gupta, he manifested his form of Lord Sri Ram.
Za Murarija Guptu on je manifestirao svoj oblik Sri Rama.
Murari Gupta saw the form of Lord Ram before him and he fell unconscious.
Murari Gupta je vidio gospodina Ramu ispred sebe i pao je u nesvijest.
And then he looked down and saw Murari Gupta saw that he had a tail.
I onda je Murari Gupta pogledao i onda je vidio kako ima rep.
Lord Chaitanya said, you have forgotten, but you are Hanuman, my eternal devotee.
Gospodin Ramu je rekao, ti se možda ne sjećaš, ali ti si Hanuman, moj vječni bhakta.
He called Haridas Thakur.
Pozvao je Haridas Thakura.
And reminded Thakur Haridas how long before he was beaten through 22 marketplaces because he would not stop preaching the glories of the holy name.
I podsjetio je Haridas Thakura kako je puno prije toga bio pretučen na 22 tržnice zato što je odbio da prestane da pjeva sveto ime.
The king of that place ordered Haridas, you are born of another religion, follow your own religion and we will give you all protection. But if you continue to preach the glories of this chanting of Hindu names of God, you will be beaten, tortured and killed.
Kralj tog mjesta mu je rekao, ti si rođen u drugoj religiji i zato slijedi taj put. Ako nastaviš da propovjedaš slave pjevanja tih Hindu imena Boga, mi ćemo da te mučimo i da te ubijemo.
Haridas Thakur smiled.
Haridas Thakur se nasmiješio.
He said, the nature of a devotee is to be compassionate to others.
Rekao je, priroda bhakte je da je samilostan prema drugima.
You can chop my body and slice it into thousands and thousands of pieces.
Možeš isjeckati moje tijelo na hiljade i hiljade komadića.
But you will find every piece will be chanting Krishna's holy names.
Ali vidjet ćeš da će svaki dijelić moga tijela pjevati Krishna sveto ime.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The king called the guards, kill this animal, beat him through all 22 marketplaces till there is no life in his body.
I kralj je pozvao stražare i rekao, istucite ovu životinju, odvedite ga na 22 tržnice i ubijte ga.
They beat him ruthlessly.
I oni su ga nemilosrdno istukli.
With all their strength.
Sa svom svojom snagom.
No man had ever lived past 3 marketplaces.
Nijedan čovjek nije preživio 3 tržnice.
The entire day passed Čitav all dan, 22 marketplaces were finished.
Čitav dan je prošao i bilo je gotovo za sve 22 tržnice.
These executioners were bewildered.
I oni koji su ga vodili su bili zbunjeni.
Haridas, they said. We have been beating you, blaspheming you, kicking you, pulling your hair and kicking you, and all the while you're smiling.
I oni su rekli, Haridas, mi smo te tukli, udarali, vukli te za kosu, ali ti se i dalje smiješ.
And you're looking at us as if you're feeling pain to see our condition.
I gledaš nas tako kao da osjećaš bol zbog našeg stanja.
And constantly, without a moment of hesitation, you are chanting the holy names of Krishna.
I konstantno, bez imalo oklijevanja, ti pjevaš sveta imena Krišne.
We do not know what to do.
Mi ne znamo šta da radimo.
Now our arms are so tired, we cannot hit you anymore.
Naše ruke su tako umorne da više ne možemo ni da te udaramo.
But because you live, the king will kill us.
Al pošto si ti živ, kralj će ubiti nas.
Haridas said, "Oh, if my living is an inconvenience to you, then you watch to see how I die."
I Haridas je rekao, "Oh, ako je to što sam ja živ predstavlja smetnju za vas, onda posmatrajte sada kako ću da umrem."
He closed his eyes.
Zatvorio je oči.
His heart stopped, his pulse and his breath. He was dead.
Srce mu je stalo, puls i dah. Bio je mrtav.
They brought him to the king and then threw him in the Ganges.
Odnijeli su ga kralju i onda su ga bacili u Gangu.
He floated for some time, then he rose from the dead.
Plutao je neko vrijeme i onda se digao iz mrtvih.
Came out of the river and went back right and went directly back to the town where the king was.
I onda je otišao direktno tamo gdje je bio kralj.
Even the king had to surrender. And all the executioners fell at his feet begging for mercy.
I onda se kralj morao predati i ti njegovi istođelati su morali da mole za milost.
During Mahaprakash, Lord Chaitanya said, "Do you remember that, Haridas?"
I za vrijeme Mahaprakash Lili, gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, "Da li se sjećaš toga, Haridas?"
How could you have survived those brutal beatings?
Kako si mogao da preživiš tu brutalno
I was in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha.
Ja sam bio u duhovnom svijetu u Vaikunti.
When I saw them beating you, I took my Sudarshan chakra to sever their heads.
Kada sam ih vidio kako te tuku, uzeo sam svoju Sudarshan čakru kako bi im odrezao glave.
But from the core of your heart you were praying.
Ali iz dubine svoga srca ti si se molio.
My dear Lord.
Moj dragi gospodine.
Please forgive them.
Molim te, oprosti im.
Give them your mercy.
Daj im tvoju milost.
Please do not consider that they are making any offense to me.
Molim te, nemoj uzeti u obzir da su napravili ikakvu uvredu prema meni.
Give them your love.
Daj im svoju ljubav.
Lord Chaitanya said, "Your prayers were so powerful that my Sudarshan chakra would not move."
Gospodin Chaitanya rekao, "Tvoje molitve su bile tako moćne da se Sudarshan chakra nije mogla pomjeriti."
I had no power to break your heart by hurting them.
Nisam imao nikakvu moć da slomim tvoje srce tako što bi njih povrijedio.
So I personally incarnated.
I zato sam se ja lično inkarnirao.
And I personally laid my body over yours in an invisible way, and I took all the beatings upon myself.
I lično sam svojim tijelom prekrio tvoje tijelo i preuzeo sve te udarce koje si dobio.
And then Lord Chaitanya opened his cloth and showed to Haridas and all the devotees how his back had all the brutal beating marks of the whips and sticks upon himself.
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya otkrio svoju odjeću i pokazao je sve tragove od bičeva i štapova s kojima su ga udarali.
Thakur Haridas fainted.
Haridas Thakur se onesvijestio.
But the Lord said, "Rise, Haridas, rise."
Ali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, "Ustani se, Haridas, ustani."
"Ask me for any benediction you desire."
Traži za bilo koji blagoslov koji želiš.
Haridas Thakur He said, I am satisfied just chanting your names. I do not require any other benediction.
Haridas Thakur je rekao, ja sam zadovoljan samo da pjevam tvoje sveto ime. Ne tražim nikakav drugi blagoslov.
But Lord Chaitanya said, ask, ask, I want to give you something.
A gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, traži nešto, traži, želim da ti dam.
Haridas said, if it pleases you to give me something, then give me this.
Da je Haridas rekao, ako ćete zadovoljiti to da nešto tražim, onda molim te daj mi ovo.
In every birth that I may take,
u bilo kojem rođenju u kojem ću se roditi,
allow me to get the remnants that are left from the plate of your devotees.
Dozvoli mi da dobijem ostatke koji ostanu sa tanjura tvojih bhakta.
The food that falls from the mouth of your devotees, let that be my object of worship.
Hrana koja padne sa usta tvojih bhakta, neka to bude objekat mog obožavanja.
Even if I take the form of an insect or a dog near the house of your devotee, let me get the remnants of their food.
Čak i ako se rodim kao insekt ili pas u kući tvojih bhakta, molim te da dobijem ostatke njegove hrane.
But then Haridas Thakur became ashamed.
Ali onda se Haridas Thakur postidio.
He said, my Lord, I am such a fallen person.
On je rekao, moj gospodine, ja sam tako pala osoba.
I'm so much craving for people of this world to think that I'm important.
Toliko žudim za tim da osobe iz ovoga svijeta misle kako sam ja bitan.
I do not deserve to ask for such a high benediction as this.
Ja ne zaslužujem da tražim tako uzvišen blagoslov kao što je ovaj.
But still, please grant me the maha maha prasad of your devotees.
Ali ipak, molim te, daj mi maha maha prasadam tvojih bhakta.
Lord Chaitanya was so pleased.
Gospodin Chaitanya je bio tako zadovoljen.
He said, Haridas Thakur, I give you this benediction.
On je rekao, Haridas Thakur, dajem ti taj blagoslov.
That you will be my constant associate.
Da ćeš biti moj stalni pratilac.
That you will always be chanting the holy names.
Da ćeš uvijek pjevati sveta imena.
And whoever sees you.
I kogod te vidi.
Whoever hears you.
Kogod te čuje.
Or whoever hears about you.
Ili kogod čuje o tebi.
I will give my love to them.
Daću mu svoju ljubav.
All the devotees were very happy.
Svi bhakti su bili jako sretni.
And they loudly cried out, Hari Bol. Then Lord Chaitanya, he really surprised everyone.
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya zaista iznenadio sviju.
He said to the devotees, bring Sridhar.
Rekao je bhaktama, dovedite Sridhara.
Most of them didn't even know who is this Sridhar.
I većina njih nije uopšte ne znala ko je taj Sridhar.
Lord Chaitanya said he's a simple unknown banana leaf seller.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, on je jednostavni nepoznati prodavac banana.
Do you know every meal that Lord Chaitanya ate that his mother Sachi cooked had to be served on the banana leaves that he got from Sridhar?
Da li znate da je svaki obrok koji gospodin Chaitanya dobio od majke Sachi je morao da bude poslužen na lišću od banane koje je prodavao Sridhar?
It was now the middle of the night.
Bilo je sred noć.
Where do we find this Sridhar, the devotees asked.
Bhakti su pitali, pa gdje da nađemo tog Sridhara?
Lord Chaitanya said, you just go in that direction of Simantadvip.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, samo krenite u pravcu Simantadvipa.
And you listen.
I slušajte.
And you'll hear someone loudly crying out the holy names constantly. Just follow that sound and it will bring you to Sridhar.
I slušajte, čućete nekoga ko konstantno pjeva sveto ime i samo slijedite taj zvuk i doći ćete do Sridhara.
Kola Veća Sridhar would loudly cry out the name of Krishna all night long, every night.
Kola Veća Sridhar je svako večer po cijelu noć pjevao sveta imena.
And by doing so, he would sometimes keep the neighbors awake.
I nekad bi čineći to i ove susjede bi isto tako držao budnima.
Now the neighbors They want good sleep because they want to make money the next day.
I svi susjedi su željeli da se dobro naspavaju kako bi naredni dan mogli da zarade.
So they would scream at Sridhar.
I onda bi se derali na Sridhara.
Shut up.
Začepi.
You're keeping me awake.
Ne daš mi da spavam.
Then they talk amongst themselves. Why is he screaming all night?
I onda bi između sebe pričali, šta on vrišti cijelu noć?
It's because he's so poor.
To je zato što je tako siromašan.
He's so hungry.
I onda je gladan.
That because of the pain in his stomach he's crying out these names of God all night.
I to je zbog boli u stomaku koje osjeća, zato on vrišti ta imena Boga cijelu noć.
Sometimes they would throw some vegetable at him and say, just take this, eat it and shut up.
Ponekad bi mu bacali neko povrće i rekli bi, uzmi to, pojedi, samo ušut.
But Sridhar just kept on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He did not care what anyone thought, because he knew chanting the name of God will please Krishna.
Ali on je uvijek nastavljao da pjeva i nije uopšte mario za to šta će neko drugi reći, jer je znao da je to jako povoljno pjevanje, konstantno pjevanje svetih imena Boga.
The devotees heard the chanting from a long distance away.
I tako su bhakte sa velike udaljenosti čuli pjevanje.
They came to Sridhar and said, Lord Chaitanya wants you to come now.
I onda su mu rekli, došli su do Sridhara, rekli mu, gospodin Chaitanya želi da te vidi sada.
He was so humble.
On je bio tako ponizan.
Why the Lord wants to see me?
Zašto gospodin želi da vidi mene?
He fainted, unconscious.
I on je svijestio se.
They had to pick him up and bring him.
Morali su ga uzeti i odnijeti.
And when he stood before Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, see my mystic potencies.
I dok je tako stajao ispred gospodina Chaitanya, on je rekao, Sridhar, pogledaj moje mistično obilje.
And right before Sridhar's eyes, Lord Chaitanya manifested his form as Krishna and Balaram.
I baš tu, pred Sridharovim očima, gospodin Chaitanya manifestirao oblike Krišne i Balarama.
In the beautiful forest of Vrindavan.
U predivnoj šumi Vrindavana.
Surrounded by gopas and gopis and many, many thousands of demigods offering prayers to him.
Okružen sa gopama i gopijama i sa mnogo, mnogo hiljada polubogova koji su im upućivali molitve.
And again he manifests his beautiful golden form of Gauranga.
I onda je ponovo manifestirao svoj prelijepi oblik, zlatni oblik Gaurange.
Sridhar offered beautiful prayers.
I Sridhar mu je uputio predivne molitve.
Then Lord Chaitanya said, ask for a benediction.
I gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, traži blagoslov.
Kolavecha Sridhar said, I have no devotion.
Kolavecha Sridhar je rekao, ja nemam nikakve devocije.
I have no love in my heart.
Ne posjedujem ljubav u svome srcu.
But still you're so merciful that you're standing before me.
Ali ipak ti si tako milostiv da stojiš ispred mene.
I do not deserve this mercy.
Ja ne zaslužujem tu milost.
There's nothing else that I could want than seeing you.
Ništa drugo ne želim nego da te gledam.
Lord Chaitanya said, but ask for a benediction.
A gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, traži blagoslov.
Sridhar said, I'm fully satisfied. I do not want anything else.
Sridhar je rekao, ja sam u potpunosti zadovoljan, ne želim ništa drugo.
Lord Chaitanya said, but I will be satisfied if I can give you something. Ask anything.
A gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, ali ja ću biti zadovoljan ako ti nešto dam, zato traži bilo šta.
Now this man was in severe poverty physically.
I vidite, ovaj čovjek je bio pogođen jako velikim siromaštvom.
But he refused to ask anything from the Lord.
Ali je odbio da traži bilo šta od gospodina.
The Lord commanded, ask!
Gospodin mu je naredio, traži.
I will give you great wealth.
Daću ti ogromno bogatstvo.
I'll give you the wealth of Indra.
Daću ti bogatstvo koje posjeduje Indra.
Palaces, land. I will give you your own planet if you like. Ask any amount of wealth.
Palače, zemlju, daću ti da imaš svoju planetu. Samo traži bilo šta.
Sridhar said, what will I do with wealth?
A Sridhar je rekao, pa šta bi ja uradio sa tim bogatstvom?
The Lord said, then I will give you
That which the yogis strive to achieve after many, many births, I will give you all the mystic cities.
Da je gospodin Čitaj rekao, daću ti ono za čim mistični jogi žude godinama i godinama, daću ti mistične sidije.
You will have the power to perform unbelievable miracles.
Imaćeš moć da izvodiš nevjerovatna čuda.
Sridhar said, I have no use for miracles.
Sridhar je rekao, ja nemam nikakve koristi od tih čuda.
Lord Chaitanya said, then I will give you liberation, mukti.
Onda je gospodin Chaitanya rekao, pa daću ti oslobođenje, mukti.
Kulavecha Sridhar responded, I have no desire for mukti.
Kulavecha Sridhar je odgovorio, ja nemam nikakvu želju za mukti.
You don't even want salvation? I'll give you elevation to the spiritual world.
Ti čak ne želiš izbavljenje, uzdiću te u duhovni svijet.
Sridhar said, I have no concern for that either.
Sridhar je rekao, ja se ne brinem čak ni za to.
Lord Chaitanya said, please, ask for something.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, molim te, tražim nešto.
Kulavecha Sridhar responded, if it pleases you to give me something, then grant me this one benediction.
Kulavecha Sridhar je rekao, ako želiš da mi daš nešto, onda mi daj ovaj blagoslov.
In the heart of my hearts,
u dubini moga srca,
let me always remember that little boy Nimai coming to steal my bananas.
Daj mi da se uvijek sjećam tog malog dječaka Nimaja koji dolazi da krade moje banane.
That is the only benediction I desire.
To je jedini blagoslov koji želim.
Lord Chaitanya was conquered by Kulavecha Sridhar's love.
Gospodina Chaitanju je osvojila ljubav Kulavecha Sridhare.
It is described that the Lord is a prisoner in the heart of the devotee that loves him.
Opisano je da je gospodin Krišna zatvorenik u srcu bhakte koji ga voli.
Sometime later, should I continue or is it becoming late?
Oh, no.
How many of you would like me to stop? You are very humble and tolerant also. Sometime later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a kirtan party out into the streets to the house of Chankasi.
I neko vrijeme nakon toga, gospodin Chaitanya je poveo svoju grupu, kirtan grupu, do kuće Chankazija.
There were millions of people on the street for that kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya was dancing.
Za taj kirtan su se okupili milioni ljudi i tu je plesao gospodin Chaitanya.
Afterward, the Lord took a few of his devotees to the house of Kulavecha Sridhar.
I nakon toga gospodin Chaitanya je nekoliko bhakta poveo do kuće Kulavecha Sridhara.
Now Sridhar was so poor.
Sridhar je bio tako siromašan.
One of his only possessions.
Jedan od njegovih jedini posjeda
was an old iron pot.
Bio je jedan stari željezni lonac.
That he used to use to wash himself.
U kojem se kupao.
That he would sometimes drink water from.
Iz njega bi nekad pio vodu.
That pot had so many dents and scratches on it.
On je bio toliko oštećen sa tako puno ogrebotina po sebi.
The scripture tells us, even the most desperate thief on earth would not even look in the direction of that pot.
Spisi kažu da najveći lopov koji postoji ne bi čak ni pogledao u pravcu tog lonca.
And he kept that pot just outside his thatched hut.
I on je držao taj lonac ispred svoje kućice.
Lord Chaitanya looked at that pot.
I gospodin Chaitanya je pogledao taj lonac.
Right in front of all devotees.
Pred svim tim bhaktama.
He picked up the pot and drank the water from it.
Podigao ga je i popio vodu iz njega.
Sridhar saw this.
Sridhar je to vidio.
And cried out in desperation, now I am dead.
I sa veľkým očajanjem uzviknu, sada sam mrtav.
The supreme personality of Godhead, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is drinking from the dirty pot that I put to my mouth and wash my body with.
Svevišnja božanska osoba, muž Božice Lakshmi, je pio iz tog lonca iz kojeg ja pijem, u kojem perim svoje prljavo tijelo.
Now I am finished.
Sada sam gotov.
But Lord Chaitanya smiled.
A gospodin Chaitanya se nasmiješio.
He said, today I am first tasting the sweetness of pure love of God.
I rekao, danas sam kušao čistu ljubav prema Bogu.
Never have I experienced such nectar as the water from the pot of Kolaveća Sridhar.
Nikada nisam iskušao takav nektar kao kad sam popio tu vodu iz lonca Kolaveća Sridhara.
And then all the devotees understood that Lord Chaitanya kept his word.
I onda su svi bhakti razumjeli da je gospodin Chaitanya održao svoju riječ.
He revealed Kolaveća Sridhara's hidden treasure.
On je razotkrio to skriveno blago Kolaveća Sridhara.
That treasure that no one understood he had, Lord Chaitanya revealed to the world for all times to come.
To blago za koje niko nije znao, gospodin Chaitanya ga je razotkrio za sve buduće generacije.
Now there are so many millionaires and billionaires that we forget about very easy.
Danas postoji tako puno milionera na koje tako lako zaboravimo.
But 500 years later we're still praising the wealth of Kolaveća Sridhar.
Ali 500 godina nakon mi još uvijek slavimo to veliko blago Kolaveća Sridhara.
What is that wealth?
I koje je to bogatstvo?
His love for Krishna.
Njegova ljubav prema Krišni.
And his taste for the chanting of the holy names.
I ukus za pjevanje svetih imena.
Lord Chaitanya called this wealth the Purushata Siromani.
Gospodin Chaitanya je ovo blago nazvao Purushata Siromani.
The crest jewel of all goals of life.
Vrhunski dragulj od svih blaga.
Prema Pumartha Mahan. The greatest of all treasures is to love God.
Najveće blago je da volimo Boga.
It is the essence of every great religion.
To je esencija svake velike religije.
It is the perfection of life.
To je savršenstvo života.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give the highest realm of love of God.
Gospodin Chaitanya je došao u ovaj svijet kako bi dao najuzvišeniji nivo ljubavi prema Bogu.
The sweetest, most intimate form of divine love as expressed by the gopis of Vrindavan.
Najslađi, najintimniji oblik ljubavi prema Bogu koje izražavaju gopije Vrindavana.
The gopis, their love is completely selfless.
Ljubav gopija je u potpunosti nesebična.
Their absolute only concern is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna.
Njihova jedina briga je zadovoljstvo Radhe i Krishne.
Je yatam ampapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna or God reveals himself according to how we approach him.
Krishna se razotkriva onoliko na onakav način kao što mu mi pristupimo.
Because the gopis of Vrindavan have the purest and the sweetest love, Krishna reciprocates with the most intimate loving pastimes of spiritual sweetness.
Pošto gopije imaju tu najslađu i najčišću ljubav, Krishna isto na isti način odgovara njima.
Lord Chaitanya is giving this quality of love.
Gospodin Chaitanya daje ljubav takve kvalitete.
To the most fallen people of the age of Kali.
Najpalim ljudima doba Kali.
He does not consider how sinful we may have been.
On ne gleda koliko smo bili grešni.
He doesn't consider our wealth.
On ne gleda naše bogatstvo.
Our sex.
Naš seks.
Our nationality.
Naš pol, pardon. Naša nacionalnost.
Our color or race.
Našu rasu ili boju kože.
Whether we're educated or uneducated.
Da li smo obrazovani ili ne.
He's come to give that priceless love of the gopis to anyone and everyone.
On je došao da nam da tu tu ljubav gopija svakome.
There's only one qualification.
A ima samo jedna kvalifikacija.
That we just take the medicine.
Da uzmemo lijek.
And the tonic in which to digest that medicine.
I tonik pomoću kojeg ćemo moći da probavimo taj lijek.
And what is the tonic?
A koji je to tonik?
To be humble like a blade of grass.
Da budemo ponizni poput travke na ulici.
Tolerant like a tree.
Tolerantni kao drvo.
To offer all respect to others.
Da odamo svo poštovanje drugima.
To not expect respect for oneself.
I da ne očekujemo poštovanje za sebe.
In this way, we could taste the medicine and chant constantly the holy names.
Na taj način ćemo moći kušati taj lijek i uvijek pjevati sveto ime.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed that the chanting of the holy names is the prime benediction for all humanity.
I zato je gospodin Chaitanya rekao da je pjevanje svetih imena vrhunski blagoslov za čitavo čovječanstvo.
And Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, he took this medicine and traveled around the world almost 13 times.
I zato je Srila Prabhupada, naš voljeni duhovni učitelj, uzeo taj lijek i putovao sa njim skoro oko cijelog svijeta skoro 13 puta.
It is his mercy, his compassion alone that is our qualification.
Njegova milost, njegova samilost je jedina naša kvalifikacija.
How is it that people from Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, where else? Slovenia, Macedonia, Bulgaria, Germany, place of many germs. Russia, China, Japan, Africa, Australia, Western Europe, America. How is it possible? We are all united together as a family, chanting Krishna's names, encouraging one another to hear and hear about Krishna and love Krishna.
Kako je moguće da ljudi iz Hrvatske, iz Bosne, iz Srbije, iz Bugarske, Njemačke, Kine, Japana, Zapadne Europe, Amerike, svih tih mjesta da se nađu sada zajedno kao porodica i da pjevaju zajedno sveto ime, da ohrabruju jedni drugi da vole Boga.
You are very good. I am sorry I am troubling you so much. I don't know what you're saying, but you are very good.
Maharaj rekao da ne razumije baš šta govorim, ali čini mi se da je dobro.
How is this all possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Because Srila Prabhupada's love for Krishna and his compassion to all living beings.
Zbog Srila Prabhupadove ljubavi prema Krišti i njegove samilosti prema svim živim bićima.
And to the degree we are grateful, to that degree Krishna will certainly bless us.
I u mjeri u kojoj smo zahvalni, u toj mjeri će nas Krišna sigurno blagosloviti.
Because trinadapi sunichina, humility is the very, very essential quality to develop devotion.
Zato što je poniznost, to je jako esencijalna osobina koja je neophodna da bismo razvili devociju.
A humble person is always
grateful.
Ponizná osoba je uvijek zahvalná.
To not be grateful is a symptom of false pride.
Biti nezahvalan je simptom lažnog ponosa.
But a humble heart will be grateful.
Ali ponizno srce će biti zahvalno.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano bunjane evatmikritam vipakam. Prabhupada often quoted this verse.
Prabhupada jako često citira ovaj stih.
That even in difficult situations,
da čak i u teškim situacijama,
even in pain,
čak i kada smo u boli,
failure,
kada doživljavamo neuspjeh,
dishonor,
nepoštovanje,
a devotee should thank God.
Bhakta bi se trebao zahvaljivati Bogu.
I deserve worse.
Ja zaslužujem i gore.
But you are giving me just this little amount to help me to remember you.
Ali daješ mi samo ovu malu količinu kako bi mi pomogao da te se sjećam.
If you can do that, you can go back to Godhead.
Ako možete to učiniti, onda se možete vratiti Bogu.
That is gratitude.
To je zahvalnost.
Anything that anyone does to help us, we should never forget that.
Bilo šta što nam je neko uradio, nikada to ne bismo trebali zaboraviti.
We should always be grateful.
Uvijek bismo trebali biti zahvalni.
And anything we do to help others,
i bilo šta što učinimo da pomognemo drugima,
it's best to forget that.
Najbolje da to zaboravimo.
Because you may become proud.
Zato što možemo postati ponosni.
But remember any little thing anyone has ever done good for you.
Ali sjećajte se bilo koje male stvari koje je neko učinio za vas.
And be grateful.
I budite zahvalni.
And be grateful for God for every moment.
I budite zahvalni Bogu za svaki trenutak.
And every experience.
Za svako iskustvo.
And always turn to His holy name and grow within.
I uvijek se okrenite svetom imenu i rastite iznutra.
This is what the great saints teach us.
To je ono čemu nas podučavaju veliki sveti.
So let us be grateful to Srila Prabhupada for all that he has done to give us Krishna's love.
I zato budimo zahvalni Srila Prabhupada za sve što je učinio kako bi nam dao ljubav prema Krišni.
And let us learn to be grateful and forgiving to one another.
I naučimo da budemo zahvalni i da opraštamo jedni drugima.
Another quality of humility and tolerance. In fact, Prabhupada usually, when he describes tolerance, he explains it means to be forgiving.
I još jedna osobina koja ulazi u opis poniznosti je tolerancija. I Šla Prabhupada bi često to povezivao.
To forgive others for what they may have done to us.
Da oprostimo drugima ono što su nam možda uradili.
And to pray for them.
I da se molimo za njih.
Dinahina yata chilo harinamu darilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. Jagai and madhai tried to kill Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
Jagai and madhai su pokušali da ubiju gospodina Nityananda.
But he forgave them.
Ali on me oprostio.
Gave them the holy name of Krishna and made them perfect.
Dao im sveto ime Krišne i učinio ih savršenim.
We strive to follow in the footsteps of such great personalities.
Mi žudimo da slijedimo stope takvih uzvišenih osoba.
The difficulties that come into our life are the greatest opportunities to develop love of God.
Teškoće koje dolaze u naš život su naša najveća prilika da razvijemo svoju ljubav prema Bogu.
And the happy moments are also the greatest opportunities to develop love of God.
I sretni trenuci su isto tako najveće prilike da razvijemo ljubav prema Bogu.
In other words, every moment is the greatest opportunity to develop love of God.
Drugim riječima, svaki trenutak je najveća prilika da razvijemo ljubav prema Bogu.
And this is very easy when we have the association of such personalities as His Holiness Sachinanda and Swami Maharaj.
I to je jako lako kada imamo društvo ovakvih bhakta kao što je njegova svetost Sachinanda na Swami.
And His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj.
I njegova svetost Sridhar Swami.
And His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj.
I njegova svetost Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj.
And all of Srila Prabhupada's dedicated disciples.
I svi Šrila Prabhupadovi posvećeni učenici.
And all the assembled devotees.
I svi okupljeni bhakti.
So let us be very grateful to each other.
Zato budimo jako zahvalni jedni drugima.
To be enthusiastic to serve one another.
Da budemo entuzijastični da služimo jedni druge.
And to develop such a powerful society of loving devotees.
I da razvijemo tako moćno društvo bhakta.
That we can attract the world.
Da možemo da privučemo svijet.
To take this divine medicine.
Da uzmu ovaj božanski lijek.
Of Krishna's holy names.
Krišnih svetih imena.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Hvala vam puno.